Pushkin.
Chase for Business and iHeart bring you a new podcast series called The Unshakeables. This one-of-a-kind series will shine the spotlight on small business owners like you, who faced a do-or-die moment that ultimately made their business what it is today. Learn more at chase.com/business/podcast. Chase, make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase N.A. member FDIC 2024 JP Morgan Chase & Co.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, Dream listeners. If you like this podcast, you're going to love the book. Yeah, I wrote a book. It's called Selling the Dream, and it's coming out March 12th, 2024 on Atria. It's about all of your favorite characters from MLMs and some that you've never even heard of, I hope. Check it out. Previously on The Dream.
I got to the level where you earn the Mercedes and then very quickly was sucked through the pipeline of an MLM coaching cult. Obviously, the love bombing began right away. Oh my gosh, you're in social work. Oh, you have two kids. I have two kids too. You're so much fun. You're a great speaker. You love to help people. All these little things that really felt good.
So maybe you're wondering what's been going on with me and my coach, Jessie. Not Jessie Lee Ward, the other Jessie. And I'm here to say it's going boringly, which is great. She came into the studio when we first got started, and she basically interviewed me about all my problems, everything I wanted to change, or at the very least, complain about.
How's your sleep?
Bad. It's really bad. Great start. I'll spare you the talk about my bowel movements and all that jazz, but Jessie comes at this from both a wellness angle and a spiritual angle, and she finds connections between the two all over the place.
No pain or stiffness when you're waking up in the morning?
I have pain at night in my back, in my lower back.
That's because you're having problems with your dude.
Okay.
Okay. That's all.
All right.
Sorry.
Good to know.
Please, if you're listening, don't quote me on that. Yeah. It's just metaphysical stuff, you know? I mean, you already told me you're not very spiritual and stuff like that, but you don't do any spiritual practices, go to church, but you are eager to find some higher power.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am. I'm eager to like not have existential dread that goes unanswered all the time. You know, so either get rid of my panic about like floating around in space all by myself for all of eternity, or, you know, I don't know. I just don't want to think
about.
Do
we reincarnate?
I don't need to. I don't need to know. I just need it to not sound terrible.
Yeah.
And I need to kind of feel a little more purpose.
There we go. And that's the thing. You need to eat a little bit better. Mm-hmm. You need, all of this kind of things. Like, you have no idea. Once you start changing a little bit of the way you eat, and just little by little, things are going to start changing.
Okay.
You'll feel good about coming to work. You'll feel good about leaving your house because what you're doing has purpose.
Okay.
And let me just tell you that what you do mm-hmm. and the people that you are touching is godly. You have no idea. What you're doing is so beautiful. And you just have to believe it.
Okay.
And that's what I'm here for.
Okay.
I want to tell you that you're beautiful. I want to tell you that you're full of love, that you will find purpose.
But I'm going to be paying you.
It doesn't. I know, but still,
but that's
because I'm working.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But we won't be together for a long time because everything has a kind of expiration date. This is what my thing is.
Okay,
I'm going to teach you.
Okay.
Everything.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to leave you alone.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm going to check in on you and be like, "Are you doing this? Are you doing that? Maybe now we need to see each other instead of 3 times a week or 2 times a week. That we're going to start seeing each other. Then we're going to say, I'm going to take a break." And this usually takes, I'm going to be completely honest, nothing is going to change overnight. I like to give 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, mm-hmm. 18 months.
Okay.
Like, this is how long I think this can take after we do all of the above.
Stuff. Okay.
Let's stick for a year. I mean, okay. We don't have to write a contract. If things don't work out, they don't work out.
Okay.
Let's stick to a year. And after that year, I'm going to check in on you once every 2 weeks.
Okay.
And we can just go for a hike and talk. If you're not working out, if you're not this, guess what? I am going to come back to you because you do need me. My goal.
This is what I want. I wanted somebody to like hold, like to
yeah,
be
of course.
With me.
My goal. Yeah. I'm going to work out with you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cry with you. I say, you want to go sit in church instead? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Like, what do you want to do? Mm-hmm. Because everyone is different. Maybe you just need to stretch today.
Right.
You need to be physically moving. Mm-hmm. You need to eat foods that are real foods, good energy. Mm-hmm. That's what you need. You have more purpose than just being this wonderful mother and this girlfriend and a friend. You owe it to yourself, babe. You owe it to yourself to understand how special you are. You have so much trauma.
I don't know why this is hard for me to listen to.
It's not hard. You're just hearing it and you know it's true.
Yeah.
You know it's true. And you're just someone that your body is telling you like, yo.
Get it together.
Come on.
Yeah.
And I'm going to send a woman to you that is just going to make you just in an easy way, just by showing you love and being your friend. And we're going to have a great friendship after.
Okay.
This. Like, I just want you to know.
I'm excited.
I am too, honestly. Okay. Honestly, okay. I'm very excited.
Do I sound like too much of a mess so
no.
far? Okay. Okay.
You sound like me.
So we decided we'd meet up twice a week, but text whenever we felt like it, which is a lot. And so far, it's going great. Now, let's check back in on another very different coaching experience. Last we heard from Jennifer, she was getting coached by this guy called Ray Higdon. At first, she was just spending $20 a month to watch his videos, read some business pointers, but then she was asked to join his inner circle and get more direct coaching, and that would cost her $5,000. But Jennifer thought it had to be worth it. Otherwise, why would this guy even be in business? So she paid $5,000 to be the most coached you could be in the organization. And then they asked her one more thing. Did she want to become a coach herself? You know, join them at the top.
I say yes to becoming a coach for Ray Higdon's 100K Inner Circle because I think deep down, every single person in multi-level marketing on some level, doesn't matter if you're at the top or the bottom of the bottom, you know that it's unsustainable. I mean, unless you like got in 1992, like you're number one or number two. And also like the company can go under at any time. It's not actually your own business. And you see that, but like you're not willing to see it. But I think on some level deep down, you know that. So I said yes to coaching thinking this is going to be more sustainable, like long term. Initially, I thought that it would just be alongside of Arbonne. Also, you're coached like the average millionaire has 7 streams of income. So if nothing else, this just felt like another income stream that would be coming in. So I'd have my Arbonne business, which could fluctuate, but I'd have this coaching business. And even though it began as $22 a session, which was nothing compared to what he was making off of it, it felt like, well, maybe, I think in the back of my mind, I thought maybe one day I could be a coach like him. Because what happens is then the goal, instead of just getting to the top of your pyramid, you see all these people at the tops of the pyramids then become coaches, life coaches, mm-hmm. business coaches, mm-hmm. relationship coaches. Because they have all this power and influence, why not exploit my followers and my downline and make even more money? by selling them courses and books and coaching sessions. So that slowly you become indoctrinated, especially as you move up the ranks, to want that too. Like, your wants and dreams aren't even your own, mm-hmm. really. Like, you're like made to think this is what you should want. You should want to be rich. Why wouldn't you want to be rich? Why wouldn't you want to live in a $7 million home like Ray? He lives in a $7 million home. Like, he bought a boat during the pandemic. This is exactly the mindset that you begin to believe you need to have. And it's a mindset of privilege mm-hmm. and of self-righteousness. That if I just believe I'm better than everybody else, so shall I be bestowed all the wealth and knowledge of the world. And that's not – I was a social worker, for Christ's sake. Like, you know, like, that's not ever something that I aspired to be. Like, I just wanted to help people. But – as a coach, you're like, I am helping people. I'm just helping them in a different way. And what's wrong with wanting to live comfortably? Because there isn't anything wrong with that, like, inherently, until you become so obsessed. Like, you begin to believe that money makes you a good person.
But you are living like, this is a lovely house. It's like three times the size of my house. You have an entire corner lot. You live near lakes and other things, mushrooms that I won't tell the audience about, but like really cool wild mushrooms.
And I have a beautiful marriage, and I have beautiful children, healthy children, and but not even that. It's like I have a family. I live, like, I have support. I have, like, but it's all like a mind fuck of like, because if you begin to believe that money makes somebody a good person. Every time Ray says, oh, my house was $7 million. Oh, I spent this much on a coach. You believe he's a good person and he would never scam you. He would never lie to you. And so it becomes easier to invest in his programs, in his books, because look at what good he is doing. You begin to believe that. Like, if Ray said, we gave this money to this charity, I started to give to it. Like, for example, at one of his events, he heavily promoted Operation Underground Railroad. And I gave like $500 to that at one of his events because I just thought Ray is promoting this. It's where it gets to this point where you're not thinking for yourself. If it's like monkey see, monkey do. He does it. I want to be successful like him. So I'm going to do it too.
Say you became Ray Higdon. What did you want your life to look like?
If I'm being honest, it was like, I need to live in a mansion. I need to drive a fancy car. I need to take exotic vacations and brag about it all, just like Ray does. I mean, I never said those exact words to myself, but like looking back at like when I envisioned myself driving a Mercedes, it was more for like the Mercedes part of it, not I want a reliable car. As much as like I convinced myself, because like your morality, you're in a constant battle with your own morality. So you convince yourself that I want to drive this Mercedes because it's a reliable car and it's an SUV and I need a bigger car because I have three kids. As much as you try to remain practical, mm-hmm. you're just so effed that you're like, no, this is about the Mercedes and I deserve it. It's a sense of entitlement to more in your life, and why shouldn't you deserve that?
Chase for Business and iHeart bring you a new podcast series called The Unshakeables. This one-of-a-kind series will shine the spotlight on small business owners like you who faced a do-or-die moment that ultimately made their business what it is today. Join hosts Ben Walter, CEO of Chase for Business, and Tanya Nebo, a lawyer and business consultant, on these storytelling journeys of trials, tribulations, and triumphs that hinged on a single event, a split-second decision, or even a stroke of luck. Whether the story is about a warehouse going up in flames or a former partner stealing a whole roster of clients, each episode will showcase the grit, determination, and resourcefulness a small business owner needed to turn a pivotal situation into a springboard for success. Listen to The Unshakables now and learn more at chase.com/business/podcast. Chase, make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase, NA member FDIC, 2024, JPMorgan Chase & Co. The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
So I become this coach, and people pay $5,000 to join Inner Circle. I'm getting paid $22 a session to have a half an hour to an hour phone call with these people. And what it was is like, tell me your goals, which they already know their goals. What? Now they're just telling them to me. Okay, so when do you want to make this amount of money by? Or when do you want to recruit this many people? By the end of the year. So then it's like, okay, well, if you're doing this by the end of the year, it's like this strategy that isn't really a strategy because it depends on your ability to manipulate people, how like probably attractive, funny, smart, like who do you know? Like, but because you feel like you've cracked the code on this business, you like, I have knowledge. Like I've figured it out. I am worthy of teaching other people how to do the same thing. There's also no regulation in the coaching industry. You see these coaches selling. Today only it's $1,111, regularly valued at $5,997. I've literally seen coaches on Instagram be on vacation in their feed doing a Facebook Live saying, we are planning on staying here another week. So for today only, I'm offering my coaching services for $997. Like when you really think about that, they need to pay for their family vacation to stay another week. And they are just trying to sell you more coaching packages.
But Jennifer wasn't yet allowed to set her own prices. She spent about a year making that $22 an hour as a coach in training, along with going to conferences and even getting up on stage with Ray.
Jennifer, take it away.
Hello. All right. I want to share with you the power of affirmations and how you can use them to overcome your fear of success in leadership. If that's you, I can relate. And I'm going to give you a tip that'll help you think differently about it. It's not that you have a fear of success. It's that you have a fear of struggling and you've equated success to having to struggle. And if you think that success means struggle, then of course you would have resistance to it.
But like she said, she was having this fight with herself the whole time. Was she a good guy or a bad guy? Was she actually helping people? Was this the right thing for her and her family?
I was pouring everything into Inner Circle coaching and my clients. And I actually started to grind my teeth. Like really badly from like stress and anxiety. And I went to the dentist and they were like, you need to have dental surgery. Like your grinding of your teeth is like pushing this forward. I like was starting to get a gap in my teeth that I didn't have before.
It's very cute.
Thank you. But they suggested that I get this gum surgery in the back because it was like tearing from grind. I don't know. Well, it was due to stress. And so I took that time off. So then I have this dental surgery. I schedule it in December. I arrange ahead of time. I move all of my coaching clients and calls because I am now up to like 40 clients at this point. Like I had coaching calls like every day. And so I worked overtime. I got all of them out of the way just so I could have this dental surgery. And I'm in pain. I can't speak. I'm hopped up on, like, I have pain medication, antibiotics. And I get a call from like our boss, who's not Ray, but, and he's like, hey, you know, hey, Jennifer, what are you doing? Because we have this difficult client. And I was so good at my job. Like, I was good at speaking with difficult people because of my social work background and having crucial conversations with people and dealing with sensitive subjects and like just all of these things. And that was used, like it was exploited to their benefit, like, right? So he calls me and he says, we have this difficult client that wants to quit her coaching. And I'm like, I can barely talk. I just had surgery. Like, didn't you see I took the days off? And he was like, well, if you can save this client, meaning like get her to not quit and have them not refund her money, then we'll throw in a bonus for you. And I remember the look on Derek, my husband's face. He's like, are you really going to say yes to this? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, you don't even have to talk. Don't worry about it. You don't even have to talk. Just listen to her. She just really needs someone to listen to. I don't know why somebody else couldn't have done it, but
I do.
Yeah. Well, why? Why? Just because they wanted to
test you.
Oh, yeah.
You were at your weakest moment.
It's true. It probably was a test in loyalty or something.
Let's see how committed you are in your lowest point.
You're so right. And they probably knew I was questioning things. They probably could tell because I had backed away, because I had been like this gung-ho, like all-in person. I've never thought about that before. So I'm like, yeah, put her on the phone. I'll talk to her. And I did for almost 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I could barely talk. And I told her like I could barely talk. And I just listened to her. And she was difficult, but like she had valid concerns. And because I was questioning, it actually was very helpful for me to be like, she's not the only one thinking this. And so because I was not in the defend Ray Higdon and Rankmakers mode, I really do feel like that's how I saved her, because she felt like we were on the same level. Well, when she signed back up, I never got that bonus. I was then told, well, let's see if she renews, if she sticks it out for the 6 months, you know, we'll make it even better for you, right? It's always this dangling carrot that you're chasing. And I just was so exhausted. I like didn't care. So a friend of mine who was like very influential in Ray's group, she was amazing on video. Ray, like, always recognized her for things. She had left earlier that year because she created a course for him that he bundled up and sold and never paid her a dime for. So I had been talking to her a little bit, but I still, it's like that cognitive dissonance would, like, shut down my brain. Like, I could only, like, speak to her a little bit because it's like, I still felt like I needed to be in two places. But at this point, because I'm so pissed off, and I'm actually allowing myself to be pissed off for like the first time in probably 8 years. I'm that's not an exaggeration. And I have this moment like, oh my God, I'm in a cult. Like, it was just like everything she was talking about, like with behavior control and information control and emotional control and manipulation and I'm like, wait, what? And so I'm like Googling. I'm like starting to do all this on my own. And so I message her and I say, I'm working on my exit strategy. Like, I see it. But I still didn't know how to leave.
Chase for Business and iHeart bring you a new podcast series called The Unshakeables. This one-of-a-kind series will shine the spotlight on small business owners like you, who faced a do-or-die moment that ultimately made their business what it is today. Join hosts Ben Walter, CEO of Chase for Business, and Tanya Nebo, a lawyer and business consultant, on these storytelling journeys of trials, tribulations, and triumphs that hinged on a single event, a split-second decision, or even a stroke of luck. Whether the story is about a warehouse going up in flames or a former partner stealing a whole roster of clients, each episode will showcase the grit, determination, and resourcefulness a small business owner needed to turn a pivotal situation into a springboard for success. Listen to The Unshakeables now and learn more at chase.com/business/podcast. Chase, make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase, NA member FDIC, 2024, JPMorgan Chase & Co. The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Jennifer didn't really have time to figure out that exit strategy before her next meeting with Ray.
We had a monthly meeting with Ray as coaches where basically we went to him with questions. And I'm going to shut my camera off. I don't even know if I can look at him. I don't know what to do. But I never felt like I was going to say something. Like I still felt so confused and alone. I wasn't quite sure. And one of my colleagues who had expressed that she was concerned about some of the things we were doing as coaches, she asks Ray,
I'll interrupt Jennifer right here because this meeting of a handful of folks, the chosen ones who were working as coaches for Ray, it happened over Zoom. And all of these meetings were recorded so people can return to them.
Guys. All right. Go for it. Who's got something?
We have those recordings. And we don't want to use the voices of anyone but Ray and Jennifer, so I'll paraphrase the actual question this other coach asked him. She said, Ray, I have a coaching client who's been having a bit of a hard time, a bit of a downward spiral. We uncovered, like, where that came from. She was holding a lot of blame for something that happened in her childhood. I don't know if the awareness is enough to change things, and I'm curious if you have any other suggestions.
He took it upon himself to just pitch his new book.
I would really embrace it. It's really one of the reasons that our next book, which sounds like is going to get picked up soon. But our next book is called Defiance. And I think that helped them embrace the concept of defiance of, you know, when you're not feeling like doing it, anytime you do it, whatever that is, when you don't feel like doing it, you're building your self-worth, you're building your self-esteem, you're building that defiance muscle so you get stronger. And so that's what I would embrace with her. And you may even set some defiant goals of, okay, how about this week we go for 5 defiance? I want you to locate the things you know you should do that you're not doing. And I want you to do them. You know, be defiant to your emotion and feeling because you're the master of your emotions if you choose to be. and do that thing. And the more that you do that thing, then the more self-belief you're going to have, and the more you're going to be able to easily do the things you know you should be doing.
And he said the word defiance like 37 times. That's not even an exaggeration. And I recognized it as neuro-linguistic programming through all the stuff I was reading. And then he started to use all of these tactics like information control, behavior control, emotional control. He started like telling us what emotions were acceptable and ones what were not. And like my brain was like firing on all cylinders. Like I was just like checking off everything that I was reading about. He is emotionally manipulating us right now. He is controlling us. So then normally I was the person in the meeting who was like writing, taking all these notes, raising my hand, like smiling, like being so happy. And I think he noticed it on my face that there was a change. And he wanted to, like what every leader of a high control environment wants to do, is they want to make sure that they check your disobedience. So I think he saw it as like what's with the look on Jennifer's face? And so he's like,
Ryla, what's going on? Lady in red.
Nothing. What's going on with you?
Such a, what an endearing tone. Does anyone have a question?
I don't really agree with the advice. I feel like it's teaching people to deny their intuition.
Okay. So what would you advise in that situation?
So I always think when people have like feelings that come up, I don't think they're emotional addictions. I think, especially for women, like their feelings that come up are valid. And that's almost like how women move through things. And I think like continuing to tell people like, just distract from your emotions in activity, that will get people to success, but they end up burned out. I mean, I hear people all the time who are like, you know, there's so much activity. There's so many trainings. Like we just had the Reels Challenge and the Influencer Brand Secrets. And now there's this 1K challenge. And it's like all a huge distraction from what they really need to be doing with their business. And then what happens is we come to you with this information and you say, oh, it's something wrong with their mindset. And so I just think, for lack of a better word, it's all bullshit.
Nice. I appreciate that.
Because if we just keep perpetuating this idea that these people don't know themselves, then they're always going to feel like they're not enough. And they're always going to be like, I need to invest in this course, in this program, in this training. And they're always going to be like chasing this ideal of like time, money, freedom.
Cool.
And if people are coming into this program to get results in their network marketing business, I get that. There are a lot of people that are sold this program that have no business being here, that have deep emotional issues and are not even at the point of taking any action. And yet they're sold the program and we're supposed to pick up the slack for that. We are like glorified counselors. And so then I would suggest that at the sales level, are you just selling the program to sell the program? Or are you actually selling it to the people that need it? And I don't think that that is consistent.
Some of the other women on the call jumped in to defend Ray, not Jennifer. Here's another paraphrased quote from the woman who originally got the conversation started after hearing what Jennifer had to say. Sometimes they don't have the information, and it's like showing them where the information is and then helping them apply it. Like, there's all these trainings, and I now set them up in advance and say, hey, just so you know, there's a ton of information here. It's like a reference library. You wouldn't go into a reference library and try to read everything all at once. I feel like that's my responsibility, to direct them to the right information and the right tasks.
If they're saying, hey, I would like to work on the emotional stuff, then we need to help them, and as best as we can, get into some kind of action.
Well, last time this was brought up, your answer was to sell them more coaching. And so that's the kind of stuff that I feel like, is this really about helping people?
What do you mean? Just about selling them? Last time this was brought up, it was to sell them more coaching. What does that mean? Well,
the last time we had a meeting with you and it was brought up, like people not getting results, whether they weren't taking action or not, people not getting results, your answer was to sell them more coaching. Get them in the program, sell them more coaching. If they get to our event, if they sign up for another round, we know that we can help them, but we're not helping them. So it's not fair to the client to just sell them more coaching. That doesn't make any sense.
Then another attendee jumps in. Sometimes they're perfectly fine stuck for a little while, and that's where they need to be. So I don't know. I'm not sure why the energy of this today feels the way it does.
The energy is this way is because I've just been thinking this for a long time and I'm finally brave enough to say it. I'm finally not jumping on this call like fawning at Ray's feet, and I'm allowed to speak out. Because some of them are coming to us with, I'm struggling mentally. And I feel like we're coached to tell them, well, what happened in your childhood to make you feel that way? And it's like, that's just like shame and bringing up like trauma when we're not licensed therapists to do so.
So one, you know, we create options. As a coach, if they're asking you, hey, should I do this? If you don't think they should, then don't sell it to them, right? It's not that big of a deal. I think the incongruence of if you've hated this for so long, like I don't know why you've stuck around if you hate, you know, what we're doing here, and you think that I'm evil guy or whatever.
I never said hate. I just see the
insidious. I mean, it's a strong emotion, and I appreciate it.
But I never said hate.
I wouldn't stay in an arena.
Can you hear
where
me?
I felt this way.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I never said hate.
That was the last time Ray and Jennifer ever spoke. Her passwords were taken away. She lost a bunch of friends. And now she spends a lot of her time, one, loving on her children and her husband. Two, hunting for morel mushrooms, which I taught her to do when I was there, but didn't record it because I was a little paranoid that one of you sleuths would hear something in the background, like a train, perhaps, or a certain bird call, and you'd be able to deduce the sweet spots full of morels that we found within like the first half hour of looking. So anyway, I didn't record that, but it did happen. I think we got like 24 first outing, seriously. And three, she's spending her time helping other people out of the situation she found herself in. Follow her on TikTok at Jennifer, spelled like J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, dot Ryala, spelled like R-A-J-A-L-A. If you can believe it.
For 8 years, I poured my blood, sweat, and tears into an MLM to create success. I became a VP within that company, which is like the top 2%. And I was even recruited to become a coach within the industry across many companies. And I have no idea when it happened, but before I knew it, all of my time was consumed by the mission of these groups. I was coerced to constantly be losing and chasing time and money and calling it freedom. And so I'm using this page to tell my story about how I woke up from this cult behavior. I loved coaching others for a long time. I loved my company. I loved the products that they had. I loved my upline. So it's not what you think. I really just woke up and could no longer ignore all the bad vibes in an industry that preaches good vibes only. Again, I just want to make things right for myself and for those I've hurt. I'm healing. And I no longer care about, you know, only seeing the positive and putting a positive spin on all this. I want to be honest so that it doesn't happen to you or someone that you love.
Coming up on The Dream, the one thing you need to know and be really good at to manipulate people, change their mindsets, and get them to pay you for it. Did you just hypnotize me in any way?
Not necessarily.
Say more.
Well, I'm trying to condition you.
What is neuro-linguistic programming?
Well, neuro-linguistic programming means neuro, the mind-body connection.
But, like, I don't understand, like, what are you saying to
people? Okay, so our world, our map, is made up of our five senses.
Okay.
Yep.
Do I have to be doing this all the time?
No.
So what is the NLP part?
Jesus.
Because
can we just, I just want you to give me the,
let me give you a process.
The Dream is written, hosted, and executive produced by me, Jane Marie. Our producer is Mike Richter, with help from Nancy Golombisky and Joy Sanford. Our editor is Peter Clowney. The Dream is a co-production of Little Everywhere and Pushkin Industries. If you love this show, consider subscribing to Pushkin Plus, offering bonus content, exclusive binge opportunities, and ad-free listening across our network for just $6.99 a month. Look for the Pushkin Plus channel on Apple Podcasts or at pushkin.fm. And while you're there, please sign up for our newsletter. To find more Pushkin podcasts, listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.